National Leaders Celebrate Most Pro-Life Senate and Reshaping of Federal Judiciary. By Dr. Susan Berry on January 20, 2019. National pro-life leaders say they are celebrating the most pro-life Senate in American history and the reshaping of the federal judiciary, even as House Democrats appear bent on expanding abortion in America. The strengths of the pro-life movement are all over the place, said Marjorie Dannenfelser, president of the Susan B. Anthony List, during an interview with Breitbart News at the March for Life Friday. This is the strongest pro-life Senate, the most pro-life Senate, that we have ever had in American history. Maybe it wasn't needed at one point, but now it is needed, and we have it. Like all the national leaders of pro-life organizations, Dannenfelser admitted she is disappointed Republicans did not hold on to the House in the November midterm elections. The silver lining, though, is Democrats revealed themselves immediately, she continued, pointing to the first piece of legislation passed by House Democrats, a bill to end the partial government shutdown, to which was added language that would repeal the Mexico City policy. Reinstituted by President Donald Trump, the policy bars taxpayer-funded organizations from promoting or performing abortions overseas. Day one of Nancy Pelosi's leadership, the first bill out. And with the contrast with the first week of President Trump's administration with the reinstitution of the Mexico City policy, that contrast is such a gift in politics, Dannenfelser said, adding. And, as we move into the reelect in the 2020 Senate races, they will be giving us new gifts every single day with how crazy they're acting. And, honestly, they pick the most popular measures. The Hyde Amendment, the Mexico City policy. These are hugely popular issues on the pro-life side. As the March for Life rally began, Republican Senator Steve Daines of Montana told the thousands of pro-life marchers assembled on the National Mall that he had launched the first ever pro-life caucus in the U.S. Senate. Daines told Breitbart News during an interview that the Senate would be standing firm on issues where life is concerned. Now, with our new expanded majority in the U.S. Senate, we have more pro-life senators than we had in November, he explained. So, we'll be playing defense on the crazy liberal, pro-abortion policies coming from Nancy Pelosi's leadership. Tony Perkins, president of Family Research Council, agrees the Senate has the mandate to hold the line on legislation coming from the House that promotes abortion. Perkins said this communication about expectations between the Senate and Trump is critical. I think the president's going to be very clear that he is not going to support anything that would in any way jeopardize the pro-life gains that have been made in the last 2 years, nor force taxpayers to fund abortion, he explained. So, while I obviously would have preferred that we were on a fence, gaining more ground like we have in the last 2 years, I feel pretty confident we're not going to lose anything. Where pro-life leaders say they will be playing offenses in the federal judiciary. The judicial appointments, 2 Supreme Court justices, 30 Circuit Court judges, the most Circuit Court judges ever to make it through Congress in the first 2 years of a presidency in the history of our nation, Daines said. As we know, many of these battles on life are won and lost in the courts. Ashley McGuire, senior fellow at the Catholic Association, said what is happening at the state level on issues of life is the most important indicator of what people want. What's happening in the states shows where the American people really are, she explained. They want protections for women and unborn children. That's where the tension is, between the courts and what's happening at the state level. Father Frank Bavone, National Director of Priests for Life, agreed the reforming of the judiciary is now an important strength for the life movement. We are reshaping the judiciary, thanks to the president and the excellent pro-life judges he's putting forward, not only on the Supreme Court, but the district courts, and the circuit courts of appeal, he told Breitbart News. Bavone emphasized the new district and circuit court judges do not always make headline news. People have to understand this is going on, often without as much headline attention as the Supreme Court gets, he said. But, Trump is reforming the federal judiciary. And we have got to support our senators and the president. We have to say, don't be afraid, give us the best judges you can find. I feel the most optimistic than I've felt in my adult life. Penny Nance, president of Concerned Women for America, told Breitbart News. For the first time, I really do see the light at the end of the tunnel. And I strongly believe that, in my lifetime, I will see either a head-on overturning of Roe or a piecemeal repeal of Roe. Nance said public opinion has changed since 1973 when Roe v. Wade was decided. Our laws do not reflect what people believe anymore on the issue of life, she explained, adding. Kristen Hawkins, president of Students for Life of America, said in her meeting last week with Vice President Mike Pence. She put out a challenge to him and the president to uphold their key promise to defund Planned Parenthood. More needs to be done, she asserted. Planned Parenthood should be delisted as a federal contractor with the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS. Hawkins repeated concerns she, and other pro-life leaders, have voiced over the years about America's largest abortion vendor. Planned Parenthood has defrauded taxpayers through the Medicaid program, and we've had the baby body parts scandal, she explained. There's no reason why Planned Parenthood should receive any more taxpayer dollars because we have more than 8,000 federally qualified health care centers that provide way more services than Planned Parenthood, and at a lower cost, too, to taxpayers. So, now, it's really going to be the administration's job to uphold their promises, Hawkins challenged. They can't just blame it on Congress anymore. They've had 2 years to get officials in key positions in the administration, and now it's time to show us what they're made of.